Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC has partnered with Washington growers and producers for more than 40 years to provide the community with fresh, local, seasonal foods with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
So, Nance, you're just back from the Windy City, and, of course, when a Philistine like me thinks about Chicago food, it's pretty much limited to Chicago hot dogs and those casseroles that they claim are pizzas. But with you, it's much, much fancier.
Well, this time it was, Stein. I brought you some nice relish, but, yeah?
The kryptonite green relish?
I got some for you, a whole jar.
Oh, boy, great.
I had two of the most astonishing meals of my life back-to-back in Chicago. I had the great good fortune of dining at Grant Ackett's two restaurants, Alinea, as well as Next. Now, everybody seems to know about Alinea. Astonishing, formal, elegant, with a crazy, crazy playfulness to the food. It's science and art fused together to make something beautiful and delicious that will just blow your mind.
Quick example of playfulness.
They came out with two balloons, one for me and one for my best friend, Provident Cicero, who was there with me. The balloon itself, taffy of some sort, and had some helium in it.
Hey, Stein, how was your dinner? I don't know, Nance. How was your dinner?
Then you get to eat the outside of it, okay?
That's playful. Okay, what else?
Okay. The course that truly knocked my socks off was a duck course. Picture, if you will, a little plate with different types of duck. There was foie gras, mousse, a duck breast, rillettes, and a confit of duck thigh. But what came with it was the single most amazing course I've ever seen. It was 60 different tiny little garnishes on a single plate that shone as if they were gems. You were supposed to garnish your different meats with that. I just was tasting one right after the other, practically on my fingers.
Okay, so what were some of these garnishes?
Things like a cinnamon salt. There was a smoked paprika salt that was amazing. There were tiny little bits of herbs, like microherbs, gelatinous little balls of je ne sais quoi, candy kumquat, things like that.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't stop looking at it, and I couldn't stop tasting them. Stein, as much as I loved Alinea, I went crazy for Next. Now, Next is the sibling restaurant, but what's different about it is every season it changes. There's actually 3 seasons in a year. They change every 4 months, and I had the last vestiges of the hunt. There was a deer pelt on the table when I got there. But this course, which they called charcuterie, comes out on a log. So on the log are 5 slices of like antlers.
But you can't eat them.
No, you can't, but you can eat what was on it.
Ah.
And here's what was on it.
Okay.
Rabbit pate.
Ooh.
And an elk jerky.
Ooh.
And wild boar salumi, which
Ooh.
Was delicious. And your favorite, venison heart tartare.
Oh, my God. See, this is what I mean. Food is a dare.
There was blood sausage on there, too. But, it wasn't so daring. I mean, it's so modern that we're weird about food. People used to hunt and gather, and this whole meal was about hunting and gathering. But another course that I truly adored was this squab course, where they took a whole squab pigeon from its beak to its tail. They even roasted the bones afterwards so you can pick them up and eat them like you're having, ribs at the barbecue joint.
Okay.
Speaking of food as a dare, I dare anybody out there to come up with a wonderful, wonderful restaurant like Next for those of us here in Seattle. I think it would just make me crazy happy and a lot of our listeners as well.
I'll have some pictures that Nancy took of some of these things. It's at kplu.org. Click on Food for Thought, and you'll get to see all that stuff.
And Stein, those of you freaking out about the idea of eating all this meaty stuff, the next season at Next is vegan.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, who eats elk heart tartare, I'm Dick Stein.